Hey guys, what's up? We are back with another video today, and today we are doing our Virginia Tech prediction video, so make sure that you hit that subscribe button down below. Virginia Tech fans have always been really good with these college football predictions, so make sure that you like this video down below as well, and also make sure that you comment your thoughts and opinions, what you think Virginia Tech's record will be under a second year of Brent Pry. Also, what do you think will happen with multiple years coming up of you had all sorts of things going on. So also other thing, make sure you check out the website, the podcast, Patreon page if you want to donate to the channel. And any other links are in the description. Also to my second channel with American Football Network, that's College Football Roundup, where we'll do a weekly show on there. So make sure you put that down in the description below. So let's get started with today's video. As we make our way over to the schedule, we are now talking about a Virginia Tech team that has really been struggling since the loss of the famed Frank Beamer, who really brought this program into its dominant era. But this year, you start off with Old Dominion. This is a team that you lost to last year. It was a tough season for Virginia Tech, and you have a lot of work to do, and it starts off with beating Old Dominion in Blacksburg on September 2nd. I think that this is a game that you should be able to get the W in. I think that you should have not as many issues. Old Dominion actually did have a couple of solid players like Zach Kuntz and stuff like that on the roster last year. I think they had two or three players drafted into the NFL. I think it was two, maybe three. So they had a solid roster. A lot of those pieces are gone. And I think with Grant Wells in his second year at Virginia Tech, I think that you have a team that can get a little bit better on that front. So I have them winning that game there. Then you have another home game against Purdue. This is a Purdue team that is not led by Jeff Brohm. They have a new head coach, the former Illinois defensive coordinator. Because of this, I think that it opens up a new reality for this Purdue team. You have a new quarterback. You lost Aiden O'Connell to the draft. You lost a couple of pieces to Louisville because that's where Jeff Brohm has his new job at. I think that this is going to be a win for Virginia Tech. I think if this game was later on in the season, maybe I give it to Purdue. But right now, with the game being in Blacksburg and with the game being with it being early on in the season, I have a hard time giving the game to a team like Purdue early on in the season. So I'm going to give them the win there. Same way that I talked about with this game being in Blacksburg, with the game against Rutgers being Piscataway, I'm going to have to give the win here to the Scarlet Knights. I think Greg Schiano has this program in a good place, and I think it's possible that you could get a win here. But I think that both teams offensively have okay offenses to slight, obviously below average. It's going to be a tough season for both teams offensively. Defensively, they each have certain pieces that I think can make them good. But I'm gonna favor the home team in this matchup the same way that I did with Purdue. And I think that it's fair to say that you'll probably win one of these games and lose the other one. Then you head to Marshall. You played, I believe you played Marshall last year. Let me double check that. But it is going to be a game. Grant Wells, former Marshall quarterback. It definitely is going to be interesting to see the environment heading into Huntington. I think that it should be an interesting game because, well, Marshall is a team that you have a lot of certain pieces around that with Charles Huff as the head coach. I think he's heading into his third year now. So he had a good spot there. No, you did not play Marshall. I think it's next year that you play Marshall as well. So you have those two games there. So I think with this game being in Huntington and with Marshall having the pieces that they do, I just personally like Marshall a little bit more in this game. Virginia Tech, I think, is in a tough situation at the quarterback position. I think that it does help that this is his former team. I think that it would, should, and kind of gives a little bit of motivation to him. But overall, it's going to be a tough spot there. Then you have a home game against the Pitt Panthers. This is not the same Pitt team as years prior. Pat Narduzzi has lost a lot in this past year. It's going to be a tough year for Virginia Tech, or for Pitt. And Virginia Tech is not in a good place either. But overall, with this game being in Blacksburg, and again, this continues to be a theme, I think that you get the win here. Because kind of the 50-50 games, it kind of relies on who's the home team. Because here's the other thing. With the hometown environment that Virginia Tech does give, I went to Virginia Tech Notre Dame. That was a great environment, a really difficult place to play. If you want to go check out the videos, it is a fun place to go watch a football game. But if this is a night game, it also should help Virginia Tech a little bit, though I don't think it'll be a night game. Virginia Tech, I think, should get a little bit of an edge over Pitt. I think quarterback is a little bit better for Virginia Tech than Pitt. I like Grant Wells a little bit more than I like Phil Dracovic, even if it is me being a little bit of a salty Notre Dame fan. Then you have a road game against Florida State. This is going to be a loss. Florida State definitely is going to be a difficult team to match up with. Jordan Travis is a great running quarterback as well as a passing quarterback. You have Johnny Wilson at wide receiver. You had Jared Verse at defensive end. This is just not going to be an easy team to match up with at all. It's going to be a tough environment. I'm going to have to give the win here to the Florida State Seminoles. Then you have Wake Forest coming to town. Wake Forest does lose their starting quarterback, but even though they lose their starting quarterback, I think I'm still going to give the win to Wake Forest. I think that they're just in a little bit better position than Virginia Tech is in. I think that you split the Pitt and Wake Forest games, and personally, I think Pitt's a little bit weaker than Wake Forest, even though Wake Forest is going to have a new quarterback, so is Pitt. And I think that Wake Forest does – I like Dave Doran a little bit better than I like Pat Narduzzi, even though Pat Narduzzi has done some decent things with that program. I think that Wake Forest, I think that helps them. Slow mesh is hard to play against. It's a really interesting system, but it should be interesting. Then you have a bye week, and then you play Syracuse at home. This is going to be a really interesting game and kind of a make or break game for this season for Brent Py. I have them losing this game. I think that Syracuse is going to be a solid team this season. I think that both Virginia Tech and Syracuse are kind of in a similar spot. They are definitely in a good area in which they need to improve, but you're definitely going to need to improve certain areas, and especially I think Dino Babers, you're having a little bit more of a solid spot to start at. You really definitely need to improve if you are Virginia Tech in certain areas there. Then you have a road game against Louisville. Jeff Brohm, I think that they got the better deal Louisville did in hiring Jeff Brohm and losing Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield just never really worked out for Louisville. And Jeff Brohm being a former quarterback at Louisville and being pretty successful just about 100 miles north in Purdue in West Lafayette. I think that Louisville's in a good position to succeed even in year one with Jack Plummer coming all the way from Cal, the former Purdue quarterback. You're in a good spot, I think, if you're Louisville, to win a couple of games that you wouldn't generally expect in a first-year head coach under Jeff Brohm. Then you head to Chestnut Hill to play Boston College. Jeff Hafley's program, they're not in a good spot. They are in a worse spot than Virginia Tech is in. And I think Jeff Hafley, I think that this is probably his final year. I think he's on the hot seat, and I don't know if he'll even make it out through the season. I think Virginia Tech wins this game later on in the season. Like I said, I don't even know if Hafley's the head coach. I think that this is a dub for Virginia Tech. Then you have a home game against NC State. It's going to be an interesting environment. It's going to be an interesting team. NC State, you have a new quarterback in Brennan Armstrong. Brennan Armstrong kind of got screwed up, in my opinion, by Tony Elliott. I think that Tony Elliott did a pretty bad job with him. NC State has a really good defense, and I think that that is the difference in this game, is I think NC State has a good defense. Because of that defensive edge that NC State has, I think that the win is going to go in NC State's column just because I think that Brennan Armstrong offensively by the end of the season is going to be a little bit better than beginning of the season. If you were playing NC State in week two or three, I think that this is a possible win. But if you're playing them later on the season, I think it's going to be a loss. And that does eliminate Virginia Tech from bowl possibility with a 7-4 start. But finally, you end the road in Charlottesville against Virginia, your ultimate rival. And I think you get the W there. I think Tony Elliott is in a much worse spot compared to Brent Pry. And I think that this team ends off with a 5-7 record. I definitely think it's possible that you do get that 6-win, make that bowl eligibility. If you can beat that Wake Forest, beat that Syracuse, I think that you have a possibility. Beat Marshall or Rutgers, get one more win, I think it's possible. But that's going to wrap it up. Hit the two videos down below. Hit the subscribe button up here. And as always, make sure you have a great day.